Salaam alaikum. This is your beloved brother, Malad Muhammad, live on your Block Talk Radio, coming to you at 7 o'clock p.m. It gives me great privilege, and surely I'm highly honored to be able to do so. Today was a beautiful day, a hectic day, but a lovely day. Every day is a beautiful day. If you awaken, brothers and sisters, you should say it is a beautiful day. It gives me great privilege, and I say it all the time, I am highly honored to be able to come to you and try to enlighten you. Enlighten you on things that most people don't pay attention to. I try to pay attention to it because it allows me to give it back. Give it back to those who are listening, those who want something out of life. We are created to be motivated. We are created to expand our minds and help Allah dress his creation. And when he says dress my creation, he doesn't mean come out and find material substance that you put on your body or that which you like. Oh, that's good. It's good for your satisfaction, and you have a right to do so. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala glorifies names that dress my creation, he's talking about the gift that he has given each and every one of us to be able to build skyscrapers, send planes in the air, and trains on the track, and automobiles on the road. Yes. Build factories that motivate these different material substance like automobiles and planes and trains. Build your farmland, grow your own organic vegetables and raise your own cows and your sheep and all different types of animals that you want to make sure that they're clean and they're not sick animals. I believe very strongly that it's the will of Allah that we don't have many diseases and with many sickness, because I believe that anything that's sick and can't be sold, they say put it in the inner city, which they refer to as the ghetto. And why? Because we don't check behind ourselves. We don't care. We just know it's meat. We want to eat it. They got something that's sweeping the country, and especially outside the country, called the pig. And they're eating the pig, and the pig is giving them all kinds of sickness and diseases. But they don't want to fight the pig market, because the powers of be will take your life if you try to stop the people from eating pork. It's a multi-billion-dollar industry. I believe it's a trillion-dollar industry. But the pig is 33% dog and 33% cat and 33% rat and 99% poison. And the pig was really created to stop the diseases. It's like fighting fire with fire. If you see a fire coming your way, you start a fire and send it that way, and it will stop the fire. So the same way with pork. That animal was created to use for medicine and to kill the disease you have, because that has more disease than anything. We used to have a book that we used to give away. We didn't sell it. The book didn't cost that much. It was about 30 pages, small book, and it told you about the pig, where it came about and how filthy it was, and didn't want to do that and stop eating. Matter of fact, we pretty much didn't give a damn. But I'm saying to you all that the pig is not for human consumption. But they gave it to us. And as slaves, we had to eat the worst part. So they give you the feet, the tail, the hoof, as they call it, the ears, everything they didn't want to eat, even the guts, called chillers. They gave that to us, and we accepted, and we ate it. And I'm quite sure our mothers knew how to do things with that garbage and make it taste sweet to us till we grow. We have grown up and said we like the way it tastes. Now, I grew up, my mother couldn't afford chillings and couldn't afford the tail and things of that nature because it would not feed her family. But we ate Spam and we ate pork chops and things like that. Yes, she did feed us the pig. But nevertheless, because it would not fool us, she stayed away from it as much as yes, my mother was a Christian at that time. And we grew up to be healthy. We grew up to be able to fight off that swine. And when we learned about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, I'll be pleased and grant him paradise, he taught us and indicated stay away from the pig. Hard thing to do once slaves and so-called American Negroes deaf, dumb, and blind. But we got off it. He did a magnificent job by telling us how to eat to live. So a lot of things we did. We didn't smoke cigarettes. He said a fire on one end and a food on the other. Yes, he was a food. And they never said warning to your health, but never tell you you would catch cancer. Now they tell you you smoke more now than you did before because we are under the impression that we ain't the one that's going to catch cancer, nor are we the one going to die. And they're dying by the millions because of cancer, because of smoking, and the things that you decide to do. You got seniors, their legs swollen, their arms swollen up. You can't fight off the tick worms. Very hard to kill them. You can burn them. You can fry them. You can do anything. Leave it out and you'll see the worms are still there. So they get into your blood system, brothers and sisters, and allow you to take on a great deal of diseases. So they don't want to tell you the people who's dying from the pig. For what the physician says to you, Miss Mary, or Miss Johnson, how about ghosting? Stay off the pig. No, they don't say that. They say stay off red meat. Red meat. What could be more red than that pig? People don't cook it done, and you can't kill the worms anyway, but if you cook it done. So they'll say stay off the red meat, not to say stay off the pork. Any form of fasting, stay away from it because it's going to kill you. But if you go out and tell the people that, you may lose your life because they're not going to allow you to wake up the human being that think pork is good for them. No, it is not. It's not good for you. It's not even good for the animals. If you have a dog, you shouldn't feed them pork. If you have a cat, you shouldn't feed them pork. Sometimes animals have got the instinct to know to stay away from a lot of things. They won't eat it. You put it in their bowl and they will not eat it. Yes, the animal is no dummy. Are we dummy? Then we stuck on stupid. We do stupid things that all we have to do is read and stand up for yourself, your dignity, most important for your health. Because you're selfish that you don't mind dying when you got grandchildren, you got children. Yes, they all want to grow up with you, but you don't mind. You just hope that you might die. Well, brothers and sisters, I got good news for you. I went to see Bonnie and she was laughing and she was smiling. I'm telling you, prayer is powerful because everybody was pretty much writing her off. But not her children, not me. And I thank you all for praying that she lives on. I told her this afternoon she's going to walk out that hospital. A sister from Jersey City named Merrim say exactly that. nothing will keep Bonnie down. She's going to get up and walk up to the hospital. Well, she's out the hospital. She's in the nursery rehabilitation. They're trying to rehabilitate her, and I told her she had blood on the brain. They couldn't operate, but Allah removed it. You was not able to walk. Now you're talking very well. I said, don't ignore your people that come to see you. Don't ignore your family members that are trying to assist you. I said, do everything you could do so you can walk out of here. And she said, I'll do just that. You're here for a reason? Because a lot of people thought she wouldn't be here. So we made du'as for her over the air. And prayer works. Yes, it does, brothers and sisters. You should thank Allah that He gave us the simple things that we should do in life that can maintain our sanity and maintain our health. We need that. We definitely do. And if we would take yield to the things that Allah wants from us, we'll be more successful in life. We'll be able to do things that other people cannot do around the world. We are gifted. Last Friday, I left you with that Allah created us as crown of creation, and He created it all for you and I. Well, how are you going to show your gratitude? That is to be obedient to Him, and He'll give you more. To understand He's the Lord of all the worlds. To understand that there's no ending and there's no beginning in God's creation. And so we should be happy. We should be very, very happy. Instead of staying in the bathroom, nobody knows you're in there, and the brothers and sisters waiting for you to say a word. I'm alive. I'm alive. Yes, you're awakened. If you awaken, you should want to be able to help yourself and help those who cannot help themselves. This is Blog Talk Radio, New Africa Excellent Enterprise, Murad Speaks. And I'm your host this evening. My name is Murad Muhammad. And I've been coming to you for about 6 years. Yes, I feel honored that I was at that type of continuity, that there's no quitting me. I was taught, a winner doesn't quit and a quitter doesn't win. You have to believe that. You should understand that, and you should try to adopt that. And so you, too, can be an asset. That's why Allah allows us to come in this world to be an asset to Allah. So we say with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful Redeemer, the Lord of all the worlds. We say with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful Redeemer. I heard something today that allowed me to understand what in the world is going on today. We are losing so many children. And you think it's a game. No, it's designed. It's designed to molest our children. It's designed to put them through strain. It's designed for a bunch of freak men and women that just want to show pain and disgust. Now you come to that understanding because the idle mind is a devil workshop. They probably have nothing else to do. And to that woman, stop talking to a lot of men and came up with an idea that I want to do my research. I'm checking all resources out to find out what are they doing. Is they all in cahoots? Keep you away. You know, Allah created everything. He said He is the best creator. That's what Allah says. God, let us know that there are only one creator, but there's other creators. Yes, Allah said that. If he is the creator, then that means there's some little creators going around here. But he is the best of creation, Allah, God. So God says those who claim to be dedicated, that's your duty to Allah, but you create nothing. Or do you just create for yourself? For he, God, created whatever you see, brothers and sisters, as good, it comes from your Lord. We men have created. It all been given to us by God. Man can create. Only what God wills, he can create. Nothing, not a tree falls from the branch without the will of God. So Allah is saying to you that you can make anything terrible than what it looks like or better. And so when people begin to observe, they dig a little deeper to find out what is going on, and they find out that even though we was gifted, Satan's job is to send you the opposite direction. That's his job. That's what he does. And we fall for it. And because of that, there's no progress. Man created only what God allows him to create. You can't just create. You can't think it first and try to carry out to fruition, and God can say, put a stop to it. You don't want to do that. So I'm trying to put together a nationality, many nationality of men and women that can pull their resources together and become someone in the eyesight of the people that looks at you as an asset, not a burden. I think that's very good. Everybody should want to have that type of a desire to do something for the sake of Allah, because Allah needs nothing from us. He says it many times over. He needs nothing from our creation. So I try to understand when I get these emails and these texts. But one sister excited me because she said that she enjoyed that I give credit to the female. How can I not? My mother, she taught me well. So everything that came along that wore a skirt, that was a woman, I didn't just want her to want her, I want a wife. That's what I was taught. And I'm like, mama taught me that. Get married. Your deen, meaning your religion, your obligation to Allah, 50%, is already accepted if you take on a mate. And Allah smiles upon you when you take on a mate. It comes to trial and error. Allah said, I'll try you all the way to your grave. So you can jump softly with that woman if you want to. Here's a Reverend Howard, Dr. Howard. He said he was getting sassy with his wife. And his wife said, Howard, now you got big hands. You're a big man. And I know you want me to fear you, but you got to sleep tonight. he said, ever since then, he never bothered her. She told, and she was a little bitty thing. Yeah, you can't mess with these women. They cook your food. They watch you sleep last night. So you got to be very careful, brother, for who you with. Don't make her a monster, but give her love and affection, and so she can never turn on you. No, I'm not saying never. Lawyer Alon's in charge of that. But you can hear it, and it turns you off. You say, wow, what happened here? No, I don't want to say that. I want to say that women are going first. I prayed that I lived to be 101 minus a day, so my wife, I don't see pass away. That's just a metaphor. Allah created the angels and the jinn. And they began, and he, God, created us. But they was the beginning. Yes. They was the beginning. So that's why we down here with them, because we fell in love with them jinns. But Allah said, there's a group of jinns that heard a beautiful reciter. And no jinn, no man should ignore that recital. Yes, the Quran is a beautiful recital. That means everybody's not a jinn. Everybody's not a devil. Why the devil don't like you? Because Allah created you above them. They can't come up and be a human being. They can be a being, but they can't be a human being. So the angels do not have that freedom of judgment. The angel is not a human being. I'm a student of Imam Wadisdeen Muhammad. I take pride in telling you that I am a student of Imam Wadisdeen Muhammad because I love quoting him. I love studying the way he taught me how to study. And it's exciting to me. Sometimes up 3 o'clock in the morning, shouldn't be up. But I do these things. Father, men, brother, sister, they have an affair tomorrow in Lickley Park. They have it every year for 50 years. And come on out. Enjoy yourself. It used to be free. I think now you have to pay for it. But still, it's good to greet and meet people. And be where you can do some walking or play a little basketball or whatever game they got there that they play. But I'm not one that stays in it, but I'll go out. Because you see people you never saw in a long time. The Imam Wadisdeen Muhammad was teaching that the reason we are not together is we don't understand that Allah created us all to be one human family. There's no emphasis on the color of one's skin or anyone's nationality or one's religion. It is one family. They're even changing the automobiles, brothers and sisters. He's saying you shouldn't get anything over 2017. They're putting plastic. The engines is not going to last as long as the engine's been lasting. That's a shame. That's a disgrace. It's about money. Money, money, money. It's not about the welfare of the athletes. It's not the welfare of the men and women that's at the workplace. He's stuck on stupid. They're going to leave right there to suffer in trying to do what? Doing something for yourself. Doing something for yourself. So we are human beings and we have to be sensitive to our mother, to our father, our wife. Yes. human beings have to be sensitive to his children, to his grandchildren. This is what Allah creates to be sensitivity, has sensitivity. We are sensitive to loving one another and sensitive to one another and want for your brother that which you want for yourself. Irene Mam says he is trying to figure out what is that phrase as Muhammad the Prophet, peace upon him, said that we are mirroring one another. And I learned it very well. He is saying that their mirrors can take you out of proportion. It can make your head bigger, smaller. They can stretch you as a mirror. So why will mirror one another if a mirror can do that? Yes, a mirror can take you out your form, but that's not what Allah is talking about. And I thought it was very profound the way Imam Wasimana explained it. He said, we'll lie to a person and say, oh my God, your weight is nice. And no, he's 200 pounds overweight. You carry that weight, that's a lie. Yes. Oh, I love you. You know you don't love me. That's a lie. You love something that they can give you, but that's it. But you don't love them. So we're lying to the people. We don't have taqwa. Our God conscious, that's our taqwa. So if we understand how sensitive that we are, is a blessing. So you got to be sensitive to your parents. You got to be sensitive to your children. You got to be sensitive to your community. That love and affection, Allah smile upon you because it's a necessity and not a luxury. Is what God has given to each and every one of us. The baby comes into this world and it's pure, it's clean. There's no dirt, no blemish on the child because they're not of this world. You have to teach them. You have to train them. They are wet clay. And Allah said we come from clay, wet clay. So you can mold them any way you want. You can mold them, be an enemy. You can move them and be an asset to the world. So we come in here innocent. We're innocent children. And today they're abusing our children. They're raping our children. They're doing the despicable things, horrendous things to our children. But no one cares because it didn't happen to your children at home. But it happened all around of us. So it'll be at home. So Satan doesn't like the idea that you have the freedom. So do I. To be able to prepare the things that Allah sees that the human being needs for social life, quality life, helping one another to help themselves so we can address God's creation. That's alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, revealed to me. I noticed all the jazz shows and the R&B shows and the hip-hop shows. Boy, I wonder who makes that money because we have mayors that look like us, but we don't have a contract to them. Somebody else uses it. So they got budgets. Everybody got a budget, but who the money goes to? Who's benefit? And if you ask them, brother, man, why didn't you give the deal away to someone that look, oh, I'm not prejudiced. I don't want to show favoritism. Isn't it amazing, brothers and sisters, that the Italians get in office, the Italian rules. The Jews get in office, the Jewish people rule. The Irishmen get in office, the Irish people rule. Soon as we, the African Americans, get in office, everybody rules but us. If you say to him, We should think about that. And then when you go to the brother and say, hey, man, you in the office now. I don't want to show no favoritism. Is it? It is what it is. So they opened up the real Big Barry Carter and they asked Betty Crocker, what do you think? And she said, take it. Becomes a part of society and not trying to change it. And nobody's changing because the one looks like it said, I cannot show favoritism. Why not? They ruled when they was in office. As soon as we get in office, everybody ruled but us. That's a shame. That's a disgrace. So I observe these things and try to give it back. There's a radio show that comes on, 995 at your dial. And you're going to hear things you would never, ever believe that they would tell you the real truth. So they're in our cities to snatch up our children. They're in our cities to set our children up. We think it's just law enforcement. No, they come in all walks of life. On YouTube, I saw a guy jump from his plane into a major flood. Yes. We have to put our difference aside. So they're all on the radio show telling us what's going on in the world. Now, that can spook you out, but stay in paradise while you live, because I'm going to use a metaphor once again. When Muhammad's prophet was outnumbered in the last battle, he didn't even know what to do. The men depended on him. And so he wanted to get away from that as much as possible. And so what people are doing today, they are looking into your home. They are looking, listening to you on your phone. They see things in your automobile. They know where you are at all times. It can get spooky. But if you ain't hiding anything, you shouldn't worry about it. Now, I know you want your personal life, but the personal gimmicks, when you start using that, and these Olympic girls, especially the girls, they is open their mouths and they say, hey, prosecute me. Well, I'm going to tell the truth. And so many things has been hit and is coming to fruition. And you're going to read about it. But they're not going to put it where after a show you watch on TV, you have to search for it for yourself. Child molesters, just put it in. Big ships caught with kilos of drugs. Who bring it over? Airplanes with drugs. Wow. Hell, someone's too scared to get on a plane. Well, let's bring drugs over here in planes. And these ain't stupid people. Very highly intelligent. It's happening, brothers and sisters, but you shouldn't be terrified. Because God is the best knower. You just got to believe in him. And he will definitely believe in you. You call on your Lord. And you walk with God's name. Not in the name of God. Because none of us can come in the name of him. Well, we are a slave servant to him. So in our song, that is the way it's given. Given to us in the Holy Quran, in the text, the Quranic text, the Arabia, the Arab textbooks that they have. Why is that a song? It. What makes it it is in our blood. It is in our nature. That is our religion, Al-Islam. The religion that benefits us so we do not forget what God has created in this world for all of us. It is here to support all of us, our needs that we have to have. Allah has given it to us on this planet Earth, all what we need. Why is Al-Islam? Why is Al-Islam a religion that's moving in the fast lane? Well, that's what the New York Times said. But if you appreciate the accolades you get and don't get big-headed, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will sacrifice his precious time and see that you're rewarded for your outstanding achievement. It's amazing that we're afraid. We're like Christians say it to an organization that taught us. Here on Blog Talk Radio, Muhammad, on Saturday evening, is just trying to appeal to your consciousness. And if we don't come together, we'll be divided and it'll be handed down to our children, hell. We don't need to give them hell. That's not what we created to do. So you got to realize that we're the best. Allah made us the best. And I'm quite sure if we had said something, yes, I saw a couple of shows on YouTube how athletes didn't have to do it, but their opponent got hurt. They stopped everything and helped them. They shook hands, and one hand had to go in the cast, but the brothers were there telling the brother, we wanted to get your name. We want to read the things you learned. You'll get it. Stay in paradise. Keep working. Strive for all that which is good. Allah said, be in it as a race. A race to all that is good. And you don't need no drugs to be able to do just that. Allah is sufficient. Inshallah. I want to thank you all for tuning in and listening. And I reiterate, it gives me great privilege and surely I'm highly honored to do Saturday night after coming off Friday night. But I believe that if it constantly catch on, there'll be 1,000 people saying, I'm not lost. That was an excellent point of view by him. And so when we least expect it, we don't know who's listening, who's around us, who is really love you, and who is your enemy. Don't bust your head. Just stay in paradise. See, Satan doesn't like you to be that clean. Yes, all you got to do is be clean. Many leaders don't want that. They want to trick you and con you and think they're going to get away with it. Yes, preachers, same way. Rabbis, same way. in all religion. We're not perfect, but we should know what's going on. So I'm saying to you that I'm not giving up. I got time on the Rio, and anything comes to me that I think can help you, you accept it or reject it, but more important, God will reward me. Anything that you give, Allah will reward it to you over and over and over again. How could you lose with the stuff we use? So think about that. Because many leaders don't want nothing but for themselves. And they say they have the spirit. But I don't see it. Sometimes the human intelligence is wasted. So I'm going to leave you. If I said anything to hurt anyone, that was not my intention at all. If I said anything incorrect, well, I'm human. Tell them, Muhammad. You are a mortal human being. Not just a mortal human being. A mortal human being just like them. That's it. Allah said, just cause of him. I greet you from our fathers. Our father, Adam. That's our biological father. And the type is in all of us. And when you realize who is Adam, it makes you stand up in your spirit and your soul, your deem our future, and allow you want to be an asset to society and not a burden. Allah will try you. You can't just give words. You have to be able to go to work. Too many beautiful sites that we could build so our children can have playground, our children can have a place to learn. Our children can come when they least expect it just to listen to you or you listen to them, inshallah. I greet you from Joseph and Aaron. I greet you from Ronald. There is a basketball player called Ronald. Great basketball player. I try to keep up with those things, but I mind boggling. But our brother in Al-Islam, Ibrahim was loved by so many people. They called him the father of the intellectual mind of all nationality. Bring you greetings from him. From my brother Jesus Christ, who was created to down the fig tree. And one day I will teach on the rail about the fig tree. I greet you from the man that says, I am in you, you are in me. That was the messenger of God and a prophet to us, Jesus Christ. To our brother, Muhammad, seal of the prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, his sons and his companions. And when we suit the seal of the prophet, that takes care of every prophet that exists. Isn't that alhamdulillah? Now, some of us don't understand that he is a mercy to all humanity, not just for we the Muslims and Al-Islam, it's for all humanity. And we greet you with the kind words from the Holy Quran, Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you all. And I shall return on Monday from 7 to 8, inshallah. Have a wonderful and safe weekend. I'm Murad Muhammad. Peace be unto all of you. Peace and love.